When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so here is the story of Arachne and Asena. And I think this is kind of according to Roman mythology, the wording. Minerva in Roman mythology is Asena. Asena in Greek mythology is Minerva. Anyway. This is the story of Arachne. We have already talked about. This is confusing, but see Asena and Arachne, and here is Minerva and Arachne, and from the other book. Well, it depends on which book I first see. Apollo's tree. Oh, here is Apollo. Apollo and Daphne. This is a very, very beautiful story. Let's do this. There is Apollo. It's kind of confusing. So, only for us to know, when you read different stories, when you read same story told by different people, you may get confused. So let's keep on confusing. Apollo's tree, the story of Daphne and Apollo. One day when Apollo, the god of light and truth, was a young man. So Apollo is god of sun. How can it become god of life, light and truth? This story is just confusing me. Was a young man. He came upon Cupid, the god of love, playing with one of his bows. "What are you doing with my bow?" Apollo asked angrily. "Don't try to steal my glory, Cupid. I've slain a great serpent with that weapon. Play with your own little bow and arrows. Your arrows may slay serpent," Apollo said, the god of love. "But my arrows can do worse harm. Even you can be wounded by them." Ooh. With that ominous threat, Cupid flew into the sky and landed on top of a high mountain. Then he pulled two arrows from his quiver. One had a blunt tip filled with lead. Whomever was hit by this arrow would run from anyone professing love. The second arrow was sharp and made of gold. Whomever was hit with this arrow would instantly fall in love. So one is getting away from love. The other one is get into love. Okay. Cupid aimed his first arrow at Daphne, a beautiful nymph. Oh, to run away from love. A beautiful nymph hunting deep in the woods. Daphne was a follower of Diana, Daphne's twin sister and the goddess of wind. of wild things. So Diana is goddess of wild things. Like Diana, Daphne loved her freedom as she roamed the woods and fields with her hair in wild disarray, and her limbs bare to the sun and rain. Cupid pulled the bowstring back. Cupid pulled the bowstring back and shot the blunt-tipped arrow at Daphne. When the arrow flew through the air, it became invisible. And when it pierced Daphne's heart, she felt a sharp pain, but knew not why. This is very much like you fell in love. Suddenly you get a pain and you do not know the reason. You do not understand why love has this. Anyway, holding her hands over her wound, Daphne rushed to her father, the river god. "Father," she shouted, "you must make me a promise." "What is it?" called the god who stood on the river, surrounded by water nymphs. "Promise I will never have to get married," Daphne cried. The river god, confused by his daughter's frantic quest, called back, "But I wish to have grandchildren." "No, father, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, father, no, no. I never want to get married. Please let me always be as free as Diana." Yeah, okay. So maybe Daphne is the beginning of the dink, double income, no kiss. Yeah, the dinks, the beginner of the no, the dink. But I want you to marry," cried God. "No," screamed Daphne, and she beat the water with her fist, then rocked back and forth and sobbed.
No.
All right, shouted the river god. Do not grieve so, Daphne. I promise I will never make you marry."
Okay. You decide to be dink? Go ahead.
"And promise you will help me escape my suitors," cried Huntress. "And you will help me to escape. If someone fall in love with me, you will do something and make me to escape." "I promise I will," called the river god. After Daphne secured this promise from her father, Cupid aimed his second arrow, the sharp, gold-tipped one, at Apollo. Oh my goodness. One don't want to marry. One want to marry. Oh. Who was wandering in the woods. Just as the young god came upon Daphne, Cupid pulled back the tight string of his bow and shot the golden arrow into Apollo's heart. The god instantly fell in love with Daphne. Even though the huntress' hair was wild
and she wore only rough animal skins. Apollo thought she was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. "Hello," he cried, but Daphne gave him a startled look, then bolted into the woods like a deer. Apollo ran after her, shouting, "Stay, stay," but Daphne fled as fast as the wind. "Don't run, please," cried Apollo. "You flee like a dove flees, an eagle, but I am not your enemy. Don't run from me." Daphne continued to run. "Stop," Apollo cried. This is not really like your breakup, but you love someone and someone just don't love you. That feeling. Daphne did not slow down. Do you know who I am? You don't know. Do you know I'm her? Apollo was very angry, I think. He said, "You don't know I'm her." "Do you know who I am?" said the god. "I am not a farm boy or a shepherd. I am not a peasant. I am a... Don't treat me like a... I am Lord of Delphi." "I am Lord of Delphi, son of Jupiter. I've slain a great serpent with my arrow, but alas, I fear Cupid's weapon have wounded me worse. Cupid's weapon has wounded me worse. Daphne continued to run, her bare limbs lit by the sun and her soft hair wild in the wind. Apollo grew tired of begging her to stop, so he began to pick up speed on the winds of love, running more swiftly than he'd ever run before. The god of light and truth gave the girl no rest until soon he was close upon her, her strength gone. Daphne could feel Apollo's breath on her hair. "Help me, father," she cried to the river god. "Help me." No sooner had she spoken these words than her arm and legs grew heavy and turned to wood. That's the story, what I have heard. I love this story. Then her hair became leaves. Her feet became roots growing deep into the ground. She had become a laurel tree, and nothing was left of her but her exquisite loveliness. Laurel tree. Let me take a look at a laurel tree. So, laurel tree. Oh, look no further. We have a laurier. We have a laurel tree in my backyard. Laurel leaf can make cooking food much delicious. Bay leaf. Nothing left. I will show you the laurel tree. This is the screen of laurel tree. And here, that is the laurel tree in my backyard. Apollo has hit, no, Cupid has hit Apollo and Daphne, but I want to marry my husband, and my husband wanted to marry me. It's kind of a different story. Anyway, we still have laurel tree. Doesn't hurt. It was a very beautiful and lovely tree, right? Apollo embraced the tree's branch as if they were Daphne's arm. He kissed her wooden flesh. Then he pressed his hands against the tree's trunk and wept. "I feel your heart beating beneath this bark," Apollo said. Tears running down his face. "Since you cannot be my wife, you will be my sacred tree. I will use your wood for my harp and for my arrow." "And for my arrow, I will weave your branch into my wreath of my for my head. Heroes and scholars will be crowned with your leaf. You will always be young and green, my first love, Daphne." I should make a laurel crown. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful story. This is Isn't it a beautiful story? Thank you very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. This is love. You just love. Unconditional.